The writer David Mitchell is known for his complex plots, most notably in the novel Cloud Atlas. It was made up of multiple interwoven stories spanning from the 19th century all the way to the 24th. Well, Mitchell's newest work, The Bone Clocks, is one of the most highly anticipated novels of the year. It comes out next week, and our reviewer Meg Wolitzer says it, too, is a great read told from many perspectives.
The novelist Somerset Maugham supposedly once said that there are three rules for writing a novel. Unfortunately, no one knows what they are. But maybe he should have amended that, because there are a few authors who seem to know the rules, and David Mitchell is one of them. If you've read Cloud Atlas, you know that what happens in a Mitchell book is usually wild and complicated and governed by a set of the most Byzantine guidelines imaginable. Only the author knows them, and he's not telling. In this book, Mitchell breaks the narration into six sections. Each one loops back around to give us a decade in the life of the main character, Holly Sykes. When we first meet her, she's a 15-year-old living in England. Her world is one of familiar Thatcher-era grimness, but Holly is a total original, impulsive, emotional, and highly sensitive. She's heard voices in her head that she calls the radio people. These people turn out to be real, giving the book a strong, fantastical element. And when Holly's younger brother Jacko disappears, we're off, heading into a dazzling drama involving both the radio people and their sworn enemies, the horologists. The next five sections of the novel go far afield, but David Mitchell can hold his own writing about almost anything, and from almost any perspective, not just a teenage girl, but also a male student at Cambridge, a war reporter in Iraq, and a novelist haunted by a terrible review, which is probably not something Mitchell can relate to. But in almost every section, he manages to convince the reader that he gets it. In the war reporter Ed Brubeck's chapter, the green zone in Iraq becomes vivid and anxiety-making. But it's also enriched by particular pointillistic detail, the kind of absurdity that we remember from those years of death and excess. Mitchell writes, "Black GM Suburbans cruise on the smooth roads. Electricity and gasoline flow 24/7. Ice-cold Bud is served by bartenders from Mumbai who rename themselves Sam, Scooter, and Mo." If the book has a flaw, it's that when we get to the supernatural material, some of it feels surprisingly generic. "Then, Mr. Fenninger," one character asks, "why does your group exist?" "To ensure the indefinite survival of the group by inducting its members into the psychosoterica of the Shaded Way." That kind of language slows down this high-speed writer. He ends up mucking around in a lot of explanations that don't have his usual elegance. But it's a small complaint in what's honestly one of the most entertaining and thrilling novels I can remember. For all the dystopia and the mysticism and the wild clanging noise in this extraordinary funhouse, Mitchell's novel writing rules allow him to show sensitivity toward his main character from start to finish.
The novel is The Bone Clocks by David Mitchell. Meg Wolitzer had our review.